soup?
Yes, I'll have a soup, please, Ginny.
And what are you having again? Steak pie and minestrone. Macaroni.
I'll have the macaroni.
Macaroni.
Macaroni. Go Italian today.
Two rolls now.
No point in asking Francis what he wants.
No cheese and onion, they can't even eat it.
Yeah. What are you hearing?
Ham salad.
Ham salad.
It saves the police from identifying somebody else eating it, doesn't it? It's a boy eating the cheese roll.
Quite peckish, you know.
I'm looking for it to my dinner, to be honest.
It seems you're familiar, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You only get a wee show once a month if you're lucky, you know. But at least we're after the 6th and the 9th this year. First time ever been off Good Friday and an Easter Monday.
You have right through the so long weekend,
4 days. To me, that's a week.
Aye.
And 2 wee short weeks to go with. Now, good luck, because I'm going to have to tax credits on the pay as you earn. 2 months of the year we've got to help the tax office, and it's monotonous.
Ah, so you kind of subcontracted into the business.
But the idea like this, I mean, you hate it. So 2 years ago, I said, I hate this that much, I'm going to work out that I can do it right.
Aye.
So then it's easy for me every 2 years. So that's me all learning up.
Aye.
So it's like a 2 week holiday for me now.
Aye.
Because this is the renewals for the tax credits.
Right. Aye.
So that's a busy time for them.
Aye.
So I've been worked off for them only 5 years. So it's like a holiday camp for me.
Aye.
So basically what you normally do. Aye. So it's just 2 weeks and you've learnt how to do it, so now it's easy.
There are a lot of obnoxious folk there, these employers. Pay as you earn as employer.
Aye.
Maybe it's got 50, 60 of your staff.
Aye.
And they're putting the returns in for every staff.
Aye.
Getting before you get your P60s.
Aye.
And then, and everything's all computerised now. And half these folk, they've been brilliant.
I can mind when you started doing that, because you tell us about the folk that were phoning in, they didn't even care how to basically doing anything on the computer, and they're supposed to be able to do their tax returns and pay
BYE. Well, I tell you one, I says, well, in the address bar, put the address in, like say, hmrc.gov.uk, and that brought up the homepage, you know. This boy was taking his time. I said, you sure you put that in right? Yes, don't worry me. He says, don't worry me, I'm putting it in. He says, that's it, fine now, that's whatever main street and his postal code in.
Aye.
I've got one here. This boy was responsible for 85 employees.
Aye.
And put his own address in. on this.
For the PI.
He said, I pressed the go button and nothing's happening. Look at me. I said, www.hmrc.gov.uk. Let me try it again. I said, wait a minute here, have you put in your own address here?
Aye.
I said, tell me you today. I'll give you a number of a good accountant and get him to date for you.
Aye,
I'm not spending an hour second by you, Paul, you know.
How can they expect to do their books? I mean, to phone you up and to actually do that.
Yeah.
And haven't even done their homework. They haven't even got the basics of how they should fill in.
I haven't got a clue.
And yet,
I mean, anybody can become an accountant. You can say, oh, I'm doing that. I'm an agent.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do their own books, but the point is, if you've got X amount of employees, I don't mean two or three, I mean if you've got several or multiple employees.
I'll give you one art shortly. I'll give you a standard life in the place I did work in. I got kicked out. I say, this is revenge here, you know. 1764. I mean, yeah, 1764, because that was the Cronenberg date. Getting that you're born. 1764. That's how many employees you had.
Aye.
So that's 5 years. So I've been through, I must have been on the phone for about 20, 30 minutes. And the business didn't even go further. He says, what do I do to send the money? He says, you need to press the send button.
Mm-hmm.
Can I? Oh, yes, I have the send button, yeah. I says, could you highlight them first before you send them to me? Highlight them. That's everyone needs employees. He says, press the send button. Press the send button. Do you have them now? He says, oh, sorry, sir, we won't have these now because you've actually highlighted them. What has actually happened here is you've now deleted all your employees from the system. I says, I can't help you any further. I've told you exactly what to do and you press the wrong button. He says, what does that mean? I say, you need to put them in manually. 1,764 employees.
How many
employees I have now?
Aye.
I say, I've got my own back in this place, you know.
How can you do that? How can you do 1,764 employees and each employee takes half an hour?
Well,
what about yours?
That was the place I got sacked by a phone call.
Aye.
Oh, you're not required any longer. pick up your belongings and go.
That was Standard Life. Aye. Aye, but they were terrible. Standard Life.
There was one of your men's working with Standard Life in the 80s, but was your Mary?
No, I don't know. We had pensions with Standard Life, right?
Well, I tell you that, I mean back name, highlight them on and send them, because they deleted the whole system.
Aye.
You know, have you done it? See, I'm sorry, but I haven't received these. I've not received them. What have you done? I've highlighted and had the send button. No, what I meant was to highlight them to make sure that they're all correct.
Aye.
Take it back off and then hit the send button.
Aye.
That's not what you told me. I said, that's exactly what I tell you. Could I put it in a way that that's what it was?
I
didn't record it.
But you knew what would happen.
I get what happened. You get the half a seed. I said, what did I do? I said, well, bearing in mind that the employees need their P6s by the 31st of May, and this is now the 28th, you'll have to sit down, take your time and put them in individually. Oh, brilliant. The manager says, is that the place we used to work? I says, aye.
That's see, why.
See, you've deleted them all, anyway. These things
no, but I tell them today.
Hey,
hi,
I guess, eh?
How are you doing, Mary? Are you okay, then?
Thank you.
I am fine. What about yourself?
Getting there. Fine, thank you.
Thanks.
All right,
man.
Not
an else
for it.
Oh, thanks very much.
Did you see enough to pay you the children?
You weren't going to ask, no, I know.
Did you see enough to pay you the children?
Okay, I had
30 to 1.
I
noticed that.
Did you? Good for you. Good for you.
I had me,
though.
I only had £1 each,
right?
Disney Mayor.
Disney Mayor.
Disney Mayor.
I blew up.
Mind you, I've done all right.
You've done all right, aye?
Apart from the Thursday, I didn't hear about on the Thursday.
Aye.
The horse that I packed once.
Aye.
So it was all horses that were through the stable. See, that'll earn you done. That's you go for me.
Aye, but see, if you hadn't been a cheapskate, you had no more money.
I was outside singing outside your door there for 3 months.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's a good reason left, even if it is just £1 each weekend.
That's
£30,
but that's if you're only putting £5 or £10 on, you know.
See, what's you saying about
Feather's
horses?
Just his surname, there's a trainer with his name. And the
oh, did he follow the because his name is McGeechan?
Aye. But what he called McGeechan is a trainer. So he had 5 horses out the 3 days.
Aye.
Them all. And he bought me 3.
Good for her. Good for her.
Irish, I take it.
Aye,
aye.
You see, sometimes that's what it takes. It's not folk study form and all this care. It could just be somebody just taking a name out of a hat.
You better this. Charlie, this better Irish. They bring off 2 boats.
Aye.
The first one's full of punters and the second one's empty, so they can take the money home from them. Mind you, you're done run one, and the bookies in the earth to find them out of the track.
Aye.
Don won.
Aye.
I won the champion hurdle year before, and it was off for the Gold Cup the next year.
Aye.
John Neal, it. You're the last.
Oh, wait, John.
It was like silence. Because it was lying third, and John Joe had to get a couple of whips to get it back on. And all of a sudden, it.
Aye. Jade up.
Second win, bang.
Were you not? You usually off for the Gold Cup?
Aye, I took the Friday off. I took the Gold Cup Friday off because during the year now, it's either just taking a block week off.
Aye.
You're just taking days here. I take a Friday or a Monday off. That gives me 3.
Gives you the long weekend. Aye. Aye.
I've got 4 sets of 5 set up. I've got a week off in August, 1 in September, 1 in October, and then Cheltenham for next year.
Ah, quite right.
So, and then I've got 10 days to take part of that, so take no day here and there.
Aye. As you say, if you take them either side of the weekend, it gives you a longer break, eh?
What day I take majority of the pie days off because I can go and get all my debts on that pied.
Aye.
And I've still got a day off and I've still got the weekend, you know.
So, when's your next one? But well, this is one, obviously.
This is one of mine. Right. So I try to take every pie day off because by the time you get round about banks, go to the bank, get your money out, and then round about the banks, they pay all your debts and all that and get things fixed. It takes a couple of hours. If you're working, you've no time to do it, you know.
No, but then you finish at the end of the day and you try to come in the tune because even the banks now are shutting at 4 o'clock, 4:30.
It's a lot easier now just to use the telephone banking system. Because see, once you're verified, you can do any transaction you want. You can take money out of one account, put it in another. You can buy credit cards, or you can put money in a savings bank.
Aye.
And they're open 24 hours a day.
We never use that system at all.
Better go to the bank, but at least you've got a
slip. Well, Mary's up the street.
I'm up
the street anyway, you know.
And you got a slip there saying, right, that's what I paid them, that's what I took
you.
But out of the phone, you've no. They've got it recorded, but you've no.
Right, and then when you've any hassles, that's the problem.
Any hassle,
right?
Then you've got hassles. Because it'll take you, right, when did you last phone in? What time did you phone in? If you can't see it was the the 14th of the month at 9:04 in the morning, they're saying, oh, my records don't show that.
Well, it's one of the things where you can't even say, who did you speak to? Well, I didn't speak to him. I spoke to your machine.
Your right,
which machine was that, sir?
what was that machine's name, sir?
Yeah.
Can you tell me the exact time you phoned it? 9:04. No, my records don't show that. You've got it at 9:03.
The lines were down that night, sir.
You've got it at 9:03. No, you didn't. I'm telling you categorically, sir. You did not phone it at 9:04.
You know, they're always great at telling you when things go wrong.
Yeah, see, was it 9:03 or 9:05? So you're now trying to see, you don't know when you phoned in, sir.
That's right, aye. I got it down, eh?
They put it through their polite way so they can baffle you.
No, just to make you look stupid.
That's
suit for
isn't it?
Suit for
you find shirt?
No, I sit down, I'll get that. No. Francis, sit down.
Sit down,
you'll finish my soup. Sit down your arse.
Give him 2 minutes.
Yeah,
I'll go and get it.
Look at that for the...
I'll go and order it because it takes 10 minutes to pour Guinness anyway. Yeah. Brilliant pint.
I'm not wanting anything else, not. I'm trying my boat. That's good for me.
That was good for all the tons this morning, man. I'll make good use of them.
What's what I said? I make up bags and then you're having to go and sift out food for immediately.
Aye.
And if I've got 2 and 3 clients, I can get them away and that's it.
See your batch of kind of pack of ham you've got, mate? I've got 2 big chunks. It's like 2. Well, here's one for soup and one for the peas.
They're the best buy. They're only £1, Francis. And they're out of Sainsbury's.
One meet you got me one and I defrosted it, and my own dog had enough for, it was like 3 breakfasts of ham.
Yeah.
I just put them down for him, put them back in the thing again, you know. Wee Louise got it all clear.
Did she?
Aye, she said it's, I wasn't there blood at all. She got a good, she was quite happy this morning. Louise got it all clear, but nothing to talk to.
She fine?
Yeah, with her blood on them.
Aye, good.
She says it was a low blood count, but she says we can fix that.
Yeah.
You can get her the... iron tablets and that to get
back.
Our biggest problem is harassment. You know, but I mean,
then the first time I noticed it.
Yeah, Tracy came down as well.
Aye.
She came down a couple of those. She was doing for a drink first and talking about horses and what we got to do, entry and what do you fancy and all.
Aye.
And she came down and she ate as much as him.
So what weight is he now? About what, 27?
Alec must be 20.
Is she big 20. As well?
Aye, she's bigger now. Aye.
But they don't like a whistle.
But he eats like what? What does he eat? I mean, he eats.
Why are you put doing the Alec eats it?
I mean, you can eat, but he can eat.
No,
he could eat
Alec,
you.
Alec can eat. Aye. That's it. See, if it's a 24 bag of crisps, the 24 is away.
Does he just sit and go through
this way? Plumber. I just sit following him, but there's a book of Alec Hannibal.
That lad just come about to Francis for years.
I know, it's quite strange today.
He's always done it.
And is she the same? That lass is.
She's the same. It's.
She comes soon and tells him to come up for his dinner, doesn't
she? Aye, yeah. Alec, maybe on a Saturday, right? We know comes through the door 5:30 in the morning. That's Alec Gordy's work.
Aye.
Right, Frank, see you 7:30, don't eat nothing.
Aye.
And that means don't eat nothing, because you see what you get up there.
What, is it a banquet, like, is it? Does she cook, like?
Alec says, there's a chicken there ready, Frank. And he brings another one out, and one for her. I said, is that one for me, Alec? Aye, just that'll do. My dinner's heating up.
Yeah. So that's a starter?
That's a savoury. Aye.
Brilliant. 3 chickens.
Brilliant. He went to his work and he put in this belly of pork, right? And I mean, the microwave.
Aye.
And it was just ready for him. It wasn't a microwave, it was a slow cooker.
Aye.
That was just ready, I'm spot on for him walking through that, putting the key in the door.
Aye.
Says, I really go bang. And all these tatties came, then a mile of chips came, right? All these peas came, you know? Oh, wait a minute, I forgot something. All these fried onions and the normal onions, and then ones in butter. And he says, that'll keep you going until we get the real dinner. I said, wait a minute, Alec. I've read the hood with her, because I always say it. I go up there and I say, no, I'll eat as much as I can, Paul. But
how does he eat all that?
I don't know how
does he possibly
eat it? Always the same at air races as well. We used to get and get our breakfast, right?
Aye.
And then we got the race, and then we went back and got our dinner. And there's some dinner we got as well.
Aye.
Big Alec. It was always... eat rolls and whatever, you know. And the boy says, well, yeah, I can't eat them. I'm like, oh, just get them out here, and that's fine. Bang, bang, bang.
Aye.
Look at the race gear, boom, boom, boom. You wouldn't believe it, you just would not believe Alec.
It can just pour it down.
Pour it down, aye. And that there, that's just two swigs.
Is it?
Bang, bang, that's
Penny
it.
Guinness?
Aye.
Go on.
I mean, he's on the wangers. That slows him down a bit.
Because of the gas?
Aye. But, brilliant. And then he's maybe had his breakfast and then he sees a burger van. Aye, that's right. I was just betting the tote, because the tote's just beside the burger van. So
aye,
he has
aye.
A kebab when he's waiting.
He has a kebab. He has a kebab while he's waiting in the burger van.
There's some people
just like,
I mean, it was the same
Walt Swan
did the same, didn't
he? Walt Swan was, what was Willie like with
Wally,
the pies?
The pie eating competition.
Aye.
I'll probably tell you before. This boy, he seen Wally, right? This was 2 or 3 weeks later. Come here, they actually challenged him and says, right, £20 the table, £20 the table. And it was all, again, the big breed boards in the days, Wally pies.
Aye.
Boy said, well, half of us doing the middle. You eat the ones and I'll eat these ones. It must have been about 48, I think they helped. And Molly says, so what's your bet here? He says, I'll eat 24, you eat 24, and the first one to eat the 24 gets it £40. No bother. This boy was on his fifth one, and Molly had him there, 24 out. And this boy says, oh, beat off here.
Aye.
He said, there's a buy a pint and there's a £20. And then also in Gee, he says, I just toss the pies out here, Paul. And he asked
him. And he has pies as well.
Every one of them. He had date. The boy had date. And 40. He had 40.
No.
And Molly says, oh, how long have we waited for our dinner? And you've seen, a big tin come out with the chips on it and then kind of on the vet, just something like Harrington's.
Aye.
And big Molly says, oh, it's no bad portion, he says. That was for the four of them.
Aye.
And the woman says, well, look at him, he says, well, wait a minute, he'll bring you some here.
Aye.
And he tanked a lot.
Aye.
Aye. And he couldn't wait, he says, off. And the way he came, he says, that's as much as the chip shop. Sure. But the woman made them a mile sandwiches before he left.
He would tell us when he came, mind you, he used to say, he says, the back door we don't mind and it would be a bit of venison.
That's right, or a pheasant.
The back door we don't again, it was either two rabbits or something else.
A couple of hares.
He says, you see, before you could say peas during the night, he was getting up. He says, this is on the oven.
Aye.
For them for their breakfast.
It's only one that tell me how to cook.
Aye.
Yeah. I said, well, how did you do that? He said, what was it doing? He says, give your chicken 4 hours.
Aye.
He says, David Smith gave them free, but I like an hour, make sure it's right. 2.5 hours for your pork joints or your bacon joints. Your steak by 2 hours, no more, otherwise it goes soggy.
Aye.
And that's the way I still cook it.
And that was Wally's way of doing it.
Wally's way of doing it, and everyone came out spot on.
Aye.
You know?
Now, your chef used to say that. He says, the back door, he says, they did the back door.
Aye.
This would get put in the back door, would get shut. He says, you never seen anybody.
I mean, one day I was up, waiting the bus coming. This one was about 7 o'clock in the morning. The bus never came at about 10. So the minute you walked in the door, Wally handed you 6 boiled eggs.
Aye.
Frank, make your own
sandwich. Boiled eggs,
yeah. Make your own sandwich up.
Aye. Blow me up.
And I looked in the kitchen, it must have been 24 boiled eggs. And Wally, he just bang, bang, bang onto these pieces and that and all the rest there. He was waiting his ham and egg and his black pudding getting ready.
Aye.
And after that, he says, that's no good. He says, a chicken ready from coming home. He says, I've just put 2 or 3 in that in a piece.
Aye.
And then when he went there, first up for a bar lunch, right? And he always stopped beside Wee James because he didn't eat and he had Wee James as well.
That's mine, please.
Is that
thanks, Betty. Thank you.
Would you like some sauce? Oh, dear, I'm showing
up. Oh, I like a bit of sauce.
Are you flinging that away there?
Well, it's brown or tomato, if it came, would you like?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, it's not his. Oh.
Aye.
20 seconds late, Alex. No, please.
He's late. Aye, you were saying about the Wally.
Aye, and it was Wally had his dinner ready coming back home again.
Aye.
And that means when we come home, we didn't come home. Aye, we were out 1 o'clock to the Covenanters.
Aye.
Was it Darvel or something? Was it Darvel or?
Aye, we're doing that with Stirling or Darvel.
Aye, and then what they done was. We were there twice a year and see the normal pint glasses.
Uh-huh.
No, it wasn't for the Hart Hall boys, they're vases. They were like vases, but they held a pint and a half.
Aye.
And Wally, right, we'll have four vases of lager.
Four what? Four vases of lager.
Thank you very much, Pets. Aye, it's like four vases of lager, like, you know, these things were. They weren't as big as a steam, but they weren't the four half it. And these boys kept them specially for us.
Aye.
The Kefferties and me and Big Alec and that, we'll do a pint's no good to us. And it was a case of, right, Willie always had the club open, coming back, even at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were there about 5 in the morning,
right.
You know, coming back. And you see what he goes up and for drink, and Wally said, oh, I always said the last time, this big tree Simon, he's coming up, that's for Wally, when he goes back for the racing.
How did he put that all away? Oh. I mean, honestly, how could he possibly eat all that stuff?
And, yet, and then he started singing, and that was probably the worst bit.
Well, it wasn't a thinger.
It was like, how do you, yeah,
the
words. Right, this, I'm always, everybody take a laugh at me again, don't care about me. Right, boys, again, you like myself. And then we're again. It's done the same thing again, you know.
As you say, he was a brilliant chanter, but he was a rubbish singer.
There's never a word come out of his mouth. You ever heard Wally Swan singing, mate?
No.
There's never a word comes out of his mouth. And then all these high votes and yeah. Then he venue starts greeting Ken on that Loch Na Garr. Everybody claps him. Oh, well, right, boys.
That Loch Na Garr with no words.
I'll give you another one. Oh, no.
No, no.
Believe it. Wally's good company.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen him for young, I don't know.
We haven't seen him for ages, no. You know. He's done now, isn't he?
I think he's 3 weeks ago, in the Tartan Ashina. Where you been hiding? Wally Swan, I'll tell you, he's like an old man now, like, you know.
Is he? His legs are shot though, isn't he?
But he's dark, Tammy's own, waiting in Lufkin back up the road. I said, you still betting the winners? Aye, I'm going to turn him. He's betting Coopens now. He's betting maybe one team to beat another team, and maybe times three games.
He can't walk the length of himself now, can't he, because he's lying.
He went to all your operations to get that all rectified.
Ah, but I don't think he did, actually.
I don't think it worked.
I think that's actually a
Colton. It must have been hard for him to gear up with the food, because the first thing they said to him was, you need to lose about fucking 8 stone.
Well, he's lost a bit, but he's putting it back on again.
But it doesn't help, because as Mary said, there's guys, all his friends, they come across the moors there, out hunting,
they're
trapping.
Right, man,
and he gets up in the moor and there's a carrier bag hanging on his door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a couple of pheasants or a couple of grouse or rabbits or whatever else. Or. And he just cooks it up for his breakfast.
And he gets all these things we would have to go up the Highlands to buy. Wally gets them put through his letterbox and then they're hanging, as you see, in his back door one day.
Aye.
And somebody goes out fishing. They bring him back maybe a couple of rainbow trout and maybe a perch or whatever. And all Wally does is bang, 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 it's all fixed out, isn't it? Tinfoil, and it's ready for him coming back to the pub, you know? And when Wally puts on a stainy tatties, he puts on a stainy tatties.
Aye.
Right? And he eats them during the week, if you know what I mean, you know?
At least he's still got his appetite.
Well, I couldn't believe on pie eating competition. This boy says, right, I've been watching for 3 days. And I'm going to beat you. Wally says, is that right? He'd keep the first 24 and the 820 his.
And the boy only ate 8.
Now, I can't remember if it's 48 or 56 old Baker's.
The old board.
Aye. Boy says, what else do you eat? Yeah. Boys, pint, and there's your £20 your pal. Any else in Nafy? He didn't even buy some.
I'll tell you, if you swallow a pint today, couldn't he?
Oh.
A pint of beer was none to Wally.
I'll give you an example one day, right? There was me, Alan, Gerald. Was the captain? It was Gerald at the time when he was there. 1990, I think he was there.
Aye.
And Wally and Jimpy. Wally was talking to me, he kind of talked to everybody, Wally. And Wally was 4 pints then. I mean, his 4 pints were there, pints of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the bogs and talked to Big Tam Laurie, and I wasn't that long away. Wally was a pint in front of me.
Aye.
When I come back.
Aye. He's 4 pints down and then a pint in front of you.
Aye. Just drunk him.
But see when Wally gets to there, the lassie starts pouring.
Right, she can, she'll be back up 30 aye. Seconds later.
Aye. But the stuff he eats is unbelievable.
He was the only one out of all the ones in Hart Hall that never had any bias between Catholic clubs.
No, never did.
Your Hughie said that. Mm-hmm. He says he was the only man who never had any problems with
him. Wally was just one of them guys. All he wanted was to be social. Can't you go me folk? I mean, he was. No, really. He had no bitterness, he had no religious hang-ups or anything.
And Wally's on your side, their boys can sit down.
Aye. Aye, there must have been many a time when Willie walked in and just said, right, stop that now or I'll stop it.
He walked into the, met him in the bookies one day and Campbell said it across the Royal Bar. Willie says, you here for a pint, Frank? I says, aye, no bother, Willie. I went in, ordered up 2 pints. He says, give me a couple of minutes here, Francie. I says, I thought he was going back out to put a line on.
Aye.
And you kind of boys called the Coles that came from Hartrell.
No.
They were fighting kind of men.
Uh-huh.
Well, they just grabbed the two of them, right? And this must have took a bit of strength. Put the two of them up against the wall.
Aye.
He says, he's telling me 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he hit them on the way back down and flung them out. The, he says, sorry, Francie, I was a wee bit of business here. And he started doing this business as usual.
Aye.
And these two calls that could have read out half a heart at all.
Aye.
Well, bouffed the two of them. And aye. I mean bouffed them. I said, what was the Hamden Air? Well, ask nothing you worry about fancy this. What do you fancy in this race? Is that nothing at all? Oh, but he must have had it in for them, sure, you know.
But
I've never seen the calls again.
Well, she always says it was good to the awful against your kind of, if we're needing on dinner or anything like that. You see,
well, I can believe that, you know, because
he just went up and got it done, Ken.
I think what was Willie? I think Willie hated anybody trying to sort of abuse anybody or get on top of them.
And
you
see how older they were, the more they looked after them.
Aye. He was one of them guys, if he had been over 6 feet, mm-hmm. there wasn't a person who even thought he'd even tackle him. I mean, he wasn't a big guy. He was big.
He was big that way,
big weight-wise, but he wasn't a big height-wise.
But Wally never asked about it, so he just boofed him there.
Aye.
Near them. And he got into problems because he was so big as well.
Aye.
I've seen him talking to me, James McVeigh, and that, and maybe myself, and somebody take a swipe at Big Wally.
Aye.
He did that for, sir. And bang, that was it.
Aye.
And I mean, they turned off the flare.
I'll be honest with you, I think you could punch Wally. And he would just stand and look at you and just say, what was that? What was that?
But
you know, certain things are known in Hartwell too, that if Wally was a fighter and he got targeted.
Well, like, that's right, aye.
The travelling folk. Mm-hmm. Well, he's the fighter, we'll cling to him. And sometimes folk didn't even care.
Mm-hmm. But he wasn't a battler, he didn't go looking for fights, he tended to sort things out, that was the point.
The pub could have been full. I'm sitting there, Wally's sitting there, Scoo's sitting there, Kevin's sitting there, say, right. So now Wally's interested in the three boys he's talking to. What if he go to the bogs and then somebody's challenging him?
Aye, that's the point. Yeah.
Probably because who was sitting with him? Or you sitting with a Fenian, whatever, you know? Kevin, Wally just boofed him, that was it.
End of story. He'd come back and said as if nothing had happened.
I mean, one day, a constable and a sergeant come in. Well, he was sworn him. I'm out here, and he called him by the first name. And they constable this, our sergeant, that. And what happened, Wally? Oh, these boys were trying to take a lemon, the constable. He said, that's fine, it's okay.
Aye. Just accepted the story.
He says, I'm not going to look for bother. These boys look for bother, they're getting it.
But that's true, because I think that's how he worked. He didn't go out looking for fights.
No.
I think people picked on him.
Aye, it was a target. If anybody could say that they beat Wally Swan,
well, that's right. If they beat Wally Swan, they were the man on the day. Aye.
I've never seen Wally look for a fight yet.
No.
But if it happened, it happened.
Yeah. He must have laid a lot of the big guys flat. You know, the big wannabes, the guys that thought, I'll take Wally Swan on.
They fixed all the Baxter for Black Rig, the braces. I know the braces all.
Aye, the braces were
all. People money will beat everybody.
Yeah, all the brothers.
The brothers grim.
And what annoyed Wally was one was called Baxter Braceman. They hated the Baxters.
That's right. Yeah.
And then, what Wally name is messed with these boys.
Do you know that was lovely? Did you enjoy it?
That was alright, Jeannie.
Oh, sharp. Who you like that for?
Oh, no, I need dirty habits and
noobies.
I mean, it doesn't love me.
We were brought up better than you
thought.
Is that
a wee
able tear?
Another
plate
of
stuff. Yeah. Able tear ice cream?
Oh, no, I'm fine. No. I enjoyed my Guinness and my dinner, to be honest with you.
Yeah, another one if you want,
son. No, not Francis. 2 pints and
he's ready for his bed.
I'm ready for my bed anything.
No. Oh, pardon me, I enjoyed that.
The dinner's always nice, isn't it?
So what do you think is we just in the horseshoe? That was good.